couldn't find to cook for us this year. Of course, there were artists. There are always artists. But I remember them as friendly, and they didn't live in our same house. Now Mum says that I can't count on finding Magda, and that, what with all of the urgency around our leaving, she couldn't find a tutor for me either. And who knows how long we will be in Mexico? Meanwhile, Steph gets to stay in school and go around honking on his Alp horn while I'm carted through the jungle with all of Mum's rescues. If she ends up putting her museum here, I am going to die. Sábado, later. So I have a new father. His name is Conrad Beck, and he hates Mama more than Papa did. He is tall and narrow, but quite tan for a German. He was in an internment camp, so he is thin and angry. Mum saved him by marrying him. He is the toast of all the town. So, of course, Legrand is jealous. Legrand, who really is a vulture and just as indiscreet. Legrand says Conrad is the most important surrealist in all of Europe, after him. Conrad is in love with a beautiful woman named C, so Mum brought her along also. Charlotte is a famous writer, but because she is a woman, I guess, she goes by C. There is talk of all the horses they will ride. Mother's furious. She can't ride anymore because of the problems with her ankles, but we rode when we were here last. The beaches are beautiful, and the sand is deep and wet, which makes it harder for the horses to run away with you. I know Mum is wretched about these plans, because she won't be able to follow them. I've heard that C is very good, but she'll still check their hair when they get back to see if they went swimming. That's what she did with us. There's not much that Mum can do about C. She is beautiful and talented, and also she's from England, and Mum's jealous to death about her accent and her pretty skin. C wears thick white shirts tucked into long navy skirts of the same material, and somehow she keeps them clean. And of course, the contrast is very painful with Mother, who is always changing outfits to suit her mood. I understand why Conrad loves C. I think it's hard not to. But still, Mama would be so much calmer if Conrad acted thankfully. Hetty is the only other woman with us in Mexico, besides Mum and C. As I have mentioned, Hetty is just horrible. She's so persistent. She's like a dripping nose. Hetty is also a writer, and is terrifically jealous of C, who has published several books already, and always to high praise. Mostly, though, Hetty is Mum's secretary and her minder in a way. She's always running after her, trying to get her to drink more water, and me to get more sun. But not too much, because Mama likes my hair golden, but not yellow. I'm telling you, she's the worst. She hates Conrad because he doesn't love my mother. And she can't stand Legrand because he thinks she doesn't have a light on in her head. This is probably the only thing I agree on with Legrand. Hetty wishes that Mother listened to her the way she heeds Legrand. But my mother doesn't know what to do with other women, except try to dress like them. Anyway, we're not in the same house as last time, which was beautiful and pink. It was small and perched above the ocean next to a row of other casitas. But this time, we have one of the casas, and we are all alone. The place is called Occidente, and it's the brightest blue. It's right above Teopa Beach, so actually Mom probably can watch them go horse riding and ring a bell or something if they swim. Legrand was the one who assigned everyone to rooms, which, of course, Hetty was upset about, because he gave her the worst one. I'm on the third floor, with the rock collector and the photographer, and Baldomero was given his own house. Mum is on the second floor near Legrand, whose room is almost as big as hers. My room is circular, even the bed is circular, and there's just a piece of fabric instead of a real door. There's also a giant hole cut out of the wall that looks onto the sea. It's supposed to be the ojo, the eye they put in all the bedrooms here. Well, it's creepy to think the boats out there can see into my room. I've brought along my art supplies, and